Blog.
Thank you so much for joining in with us on AP Wired Live today, Monday, October the 26th. We have a great lineup for you today, and we are looking forward to today's program. Again, this is your host, Austin Pendergraft, with AP Wired Live. We will be joined in just a moment with Mr. Terry Hardison, Reverend Terry Hardison. He is the Region Director for the state of North Carolina, representing the Constitution Party. Now, I know a lot of our listeners today probably have never heard of this political party, but it is a great party. It is a new party somewhat, and we're going to have him on live in just a few seconds, and we are looking forward to having him today. Let me go ahead and mention something to you about a time change. Our programs now will take place on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, beginning at 2:30 p.m. I wanted to remind you of the upcoming show on Wednesday. We'll have the manager of the Anchorman Quartet. We'll be playing a lot of their music, and we'll be talking about what it's like traveling on the road with the Southern Gospel Quartet. That'll be this coming up Wednesday on October the 28th, and we're looking forward to that program. But I want to take up the whole program today, talking to Reverend Terry Hardison today, and I am looking forward to our conversation. And he is now on air with us live. Hello, Reverend Terry. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, and thank you, Austin, for the opportunity to share the news about the Constitution Party.
Absolutely. We are so glad to have you today. As I've already expressed so far, a lot of our listeners today probably have never heard of the Constitutional Party. And could you explain to us just for a moment, and then I'll ask you some further questions in a minute, but explain to us, if you could, how this Constitution Party began and all of that that took place.
Well, it began by calling itself the U.S. Tax Party, and started by Howard Phillips several years ago, and eventually became known as the Constitution Party. And this is a third party, as many will know it, like there are others, like the Libertarians. And the Constitution Party has had a difficult time in North Carolina really getting off the, taking off because of several reasons. But now, it seems to have caught fire, and in fact, this past Saturday, I attended the executive committee in Rockingham, North Carolina. People are very excited. We're working hard, especially in the central region. We are placing directors in positions in different counties, and we're meeting with people. In fact, I've got a meeting tomorrow evening in Fayetteville with Cumberland County group, and so things are looking well. We're different from the so-called conservatism that we honor, and I emphasize the term honor, we honor our party platform. In other words, we have some things in our platform, seven essential core values like sanctity of human life, religious freedom, traditional family. And here's a good one that a lot of people are concerned about now, especially in Kinston, North Carolina, private property rights, the pro-Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, national sovereignty, and, of course, anti-socialism.
Sure.
If you are a leader in this party, you will. It's not that you might. You will abide by these seven essential core values, or you will not be a leader in the Constitution Party. So we have a platform that you will or you're obligated to go with. You can resign and drop out, but we will insist that you follow these seven core values.
And that is so interesting today because, as we can mention the Republicans, and I am at this time myself a registered Republican, but it's amazing the division within the Republican Party now and how they're trying to reunify, because there's so many Republicans who are not following any longer those core principles that they once stood for. Is that right?
Austin, I think a good example is what's happening out in New York right now. You have in the 23rd Congressional District, You have a liberal Republican and you have a liberal Democrat. And I mean, the Republican is extremely liberal. And I heard Newt Gingrich just, I think it was last night or the other night, speaking about this lady running for the 23rd district out there and how she was pretty much a conservative, pretty much so. And but I noted that Newt didn't ever mention abortion or gay rights or that thing. In fact, she is for all those things. She is for gay rights. She is for abortion. But I noticed that Mr. Gingrich stayed away from that and stayed with the economy. And, of course, being a Christian, I believe the economy is in the condition it is in because of our morals and our land. And and we're going to get into deeper trouble if we continue to ignore God and the Constitution of the United States.
That is very interesting observation. So the so-called conservatives, even now here in the Republican Party, are for things such as gay marriage and abortion, is what you're telling me today.
Well, I think that's dividing them, and I eventually left because I simply got tired of them saying one thing and doing something else, and I wanted to find a party that, hey, if you got a platform, at least go by it and obey it. You know, what's it
Absolutely.
For? Why don't do away with it? At least the Democrats. And I'm far from them, but at least they go by their platform, and it's not a good platform, but there's no difference. You've got one that's got a liberal platform. You've got another that's got a conservative. They just ignore it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for those observations. Now, this is going to be a question that I'm sure will help our listeners a lot. You know, you have a lot of Christians. You have a lot of folks maybe who are not Christians, but who would agree and line up more with the core principles of your party.
Right.
The question is, what do we have to do? From my understanding in studying the party is that it is not officially on the ballot today. Is that correct?
That's correct. North Carolina requires, we need about 85,000 signatures, which I too believe is unconstitutional. I believe people ought to have as many choices they want. And I think that's on purpose. I think that's to keep the two main parties.
Sure.
Of course, libertarians have gotten on, but it took a lot of work. But we need 85,000 signatures to get on the ballot here in North Carolina. Now, by signing our petition, and you're not switching parties, when you sign one of our petitions, in fact, I'm going to be at the Capitol, Lord willing, on November 14th at a rally, Tea Party rally, that evening, and we'll have a table out there for people to sign our petition to get us on the ballot. This is not changing party affiliation, just simply to get the Constitution Party on the ballot in North Carolina so people can have another choice. And, right, you don't have to be a Christian to belong to the Constitution Party. It's like our founding fathers. They were not all Christians, but at least there was more reverence and respect
Sure.
for God in the Constitution than we have today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Such helpful points that you were making today on the broadcast. Now, how can we sign that petition? Do we have to go to one of those organized parties or those get-togethers, or is there another way we can be involved by signing those petitions?
Well, Austin, if I were, say, with you today, I could have some of those sheets with me, and
Sure.
you could just sign up, and you are from Wilson County?
Yes, sir. I'm broadcasting live from Greene County, but yes, I am from Wilson County. Yes,
all
sir.
Right, and all I would do is put on that sheet of paper, Wilson County, and you sign your name and all the information necessary there, and that would be a signature there. I'm also meeting, and this is what I want the general public to know, if any individual out there wants to know more about the party, all they have to do is to give me a call. I would ask them to get a group of people into their home or the library or a restaurant, whatever, and I'll drive wherever it might be to that location and talk to you about the party, hopefully getting signatures on, and I could talk about the Constitution Party, what we believe and our platform, and just basically and I'm prejudiced. We're right. We're right on target, and
Sure.
We need this in the United States. And I'm bothered by Christians, especially Christians who blindly follow these parties that support abortion, support homosexual rights, and support illegal immigration, and do not stand for traditional marriage. I think in North Carolina we're having a fight right now to get it to have an amendment honoring traditional marriage.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It's a real shame. It's
really a shame.
And you know, we don't have many statesmen anymore in our government. We got politicians, and you know, we need statesmen. We need men who will stand up for character and integrity, and be counted for God and the Constitution. Because I think God, if you read the Constitution, you know that God had his hand in it. He had to.
Absolutely. Now, who is the current leader? Just have a couple of moments left. Who is the current leader of the Constitutional Party?
Al Pisano is our chairman, and Jim Randleman from Rockingham, North Carolina, is the vice chairman. We have several, and of course, I serve on the executive committee too. We've got an individual by the name of Jordan Green, who's our treasurer, and several others who serve in leadership. And we've got some tremendous county directors. Just I went to one last week, had 14 in attendance. That's better than a lot of Republicans and Democrats are doing at their meetings. In fact, the Democrats are canceling some of their meetings because they can't get any folks to come.
Isn't that something?
That's good for us, though.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
We just, like I said, have a couple of minutes. Now, could you give us a phone number? Give us a phone number how folks could reach you, maybe an email address as well, a website?
Okay, my email address, and I would love to hear from somebody, Preacher Hardison at gmail.com, preacherhardison@gmail.com, or you can call me at 919-295-4582. Once again, 919-295-4582, that's correct. Or my cell number is 251-201-252-501-2017.
Absolutely. And don't you have as well a website address possibly?
I sure do, and I'm glad you asked me. That would be www.constitutionpartynorthcarolina.com. Once again, www.constitutionpartynorthcarolina.com. You can go there and get any kind of information you want. You can join the party today. And we believe in what we're doing, and I believe we're right. If I didn't think we were right, I wouldn't be a member of this party.
Absolutely. Well, Reverend Hardison, I do trust and pray that those 85,000 signatures will be signed and that you will be able to be put that wonderful party on the ballot. And I, as well as I'm sure our listeners, will begin to study more about the Constitution Party and see how we could be involved in bringing principles that matter back to the forefront of America. And we thank you so much for your time today and for coming on to the program.
Let me say this. Our motto is principle above politics. Principle above politics.
Hey, what a motto. Principle above politics. That is great. And again, we thank you so much for joining us today, Reverend Hardison.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it. You have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, for the remainder of the program, we've only got 1 minute left. I challenge you to call in, maybe, and get some more of that information. I'll have all of that information on file. I have all of that information on paper, so I'll be glad to help you and give you that information. Remember to tune in on Wednesday. Remember to tune in on Wednesday as we discuss traveling in a Southern Gospel group with the manager of the Anchorman Quartet, and we look forward to that as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of AP Wired Live, and we look forward to seeing you back here same time at 2:30 on Wednesday to discuss those issues. Please feel free again to email Preacher Hardison at preacherhardison@gmail.com, and you can receive more information on how you can be active in helping the Constitution Party. We're going to go out today with a wonderful song. It was requested once again that I play this song. It won't cover the remainder of the whole broadcast because we'll be gone in just a few minutes. But again, I just wanted to remind you, be with me on Wednesday at 2:30, AP Wired Live. God bless you and have a good afternoon. Even in the valley, God is good.
High upon this mountain, the sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness. Here above the cares of life, but I've just come through the valley.
God bless you.
Trouble, fear, and pain. It was.